Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. And we trust that you and your family are still enjoying your Christmas holy days and that you've had a meaningful time lighting the white candle in your Advent wreath, symbolizing the coming of Jesus Christ to be our Savior. Well, Bruce, did you have a good day yesterday?
Yeah, we did, Cap. Our youngest son came in from Tennessee, and our oldest boy and his wife traveled all the way from Mount Joy.
All the way from Mount Joy. That was quite a drive.
For our family time around the tree, and then we all went down to Philly for the family feast with the in-laws and outlaws.
Well, Bruce, we've gotten some good feedback, as you know, on the Christmas wreath project that we've been talking about over the last 4 weeks. And in fact, a number of young children have enjoyed making the wreaths and memorizing the verses. And parents have thanked us for helping us focus them a little bit more on the true meaning of Christmas.
Well, that's really encouraging to know, Kat, because this is our first year on the air as Pebbles of Truth, and we're thrilled that we've helped family or two make Christmas a little bit more meaningful, and that's why we're doing this. One of our purposes at House on the Rock Family Ministries is to help moms and dads become more proactive in the spiritual development of their children.
In fact, one of the best stories that we heard, Bruce, as you know, came from our own Scott Phillips here at the office. But rather than steal his thunder, we'll let him share that sometime later. But today we want to think a little bit more about some family-building New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, those famous New Year's resolutions, the things we know that we should do but often fail to do them because they end up being hard work. And that word resolve means, you know, that it takes fortitude and determination to make these things happen.
Well, I know you've been thinking about some family-orientated resolutions, so why don't you share a couple of them? Of course, we've posted them out on our website, Pebbles of Truth, but why don't you share a couple of them with us right now?
All right, well, let's start by an activity that was guaranteed to strengthen our family. Eat a meal together as a family once a day. You know, maybe it's breakfast or dinner are the two most popular ones, and I know they're hard to rush to get kids off to school in the morning and to evening events, but it's a great time to connect together as a family. And if you can't seem to make that happen every day, then set a date night for your family one night per week and then make the favorite family recipe, light some candles, turn off the TV, and get connected.
Well, that's going to take some resolution for sure.
No,
because our days are pretty busy, but it's very important that we as a family stay connected. That's vital to the success of our family. What's another one?
Well, get out your new 2010 calendars and plan at least one family fun activity per month. Maybe it's a day out in the snow together, or a night of playing your favorite table games, or going to a kid's cookie break event, or watching a movie huddled up on the floor with a comforter and some popcorn. You know, let your kids help plan the activities, and you as a parent make sure that they happen.
Well, these are great family-building activities. What's another one, Bruce?
Well, speaking of memories, you know, how about a family history activity? Take your kids to Grandma and Grandpa's house and ask Grandma and Grandpa to share some of their childhood stories and how they came to know Christ or how they met and got married. And then let them tell a few stories when you were a kid. And your kids will love to hear that, trust me. And if you have a camcorder, you know, all the better. Record these for posterity, and they'll be fun to watch over and over again to pass on to your legacy kids.
Well, this is a good one, Bruce, because our parents aren't going to be around forever. So it's important to be able to catalog these and archive them if we can. We have time for one more. How about another?
Well, let's end with a commitment to try to have regular family devotions this year. Get a devotional book that's structured to help you work through each day of the year. You know, it starts off January 1st, open it up, has a little Bible passage to read, and maybe a little activity to work through. And we have some of those out on our website, too, along with some suggestions as to how to lead family devotions. And I really want to say, you know, let's be realistic. We probably won't get these done every day, so try to make it a goal to have them more days a week than you don't.
Well, Bruce, these are some great ideas for us to think about and maybe formulate into some new family New Year's resolutions. Do you think we have enough ideas here that we can continue talking about this again next week?
Sure, the day after, I'm sure we can.
Well, remember to go out to our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and click on the activities to get a list of these resolutions and devotional book suggestions. So until next week, keep building your house on the rock, and
Happy New Year.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.